This is lesson number 10 of Your First Info Product. And in this lesson, I'm going to discuss how to create your download and thank you pages. So you can create a download page to deliver all your products from. The download page is where your customers will go in order to access your info product. This is really vital to the process because you need to have a place where they can download your materials. Now, I keep my download pages very simple. You can set up elaborate pages, you know, using Optimized Press and lead pages and, you know, set up more complicated download areas if you choose. I like to keep it very simple. I use a white HTML page that you can create using composer.net. And then all I do is I just, you know, highlight. So I might call it video one, video lesson number one, and I'll just do a hyperlink direct to where that file is located. So if I uploaded my files through Amazon S3, I would hyperlink there. If I uploaded them through my own regular server, like we did in the last lesson, then I would hyperlink those files on that page. My thank you page is also very simple. It's designed when I'm using ClickBank, I like to use the thank you page so I can capture my customers onto an email list, onto a database, and keep in touch with them. But you want to just keep your thank you page very simple. If you're using JVZoo as a platform, and we'll talk about platforms in lesson number 14, but if you are going to use JVZoo, for example, you don't necessarily need to have that landing page because they will track your customer emails for you and take them through the right area. Whereas ClickBank, I like to set the thank you for your purchase as, you know, the first thank you page. And then once they land on this, that form will redirect them to the next part of the funnel. Just keep it simple. And you can keep your download page around a membership plugin if you want, like a member, or also wishlist. And so you could create a download area inside wishlist and then integrate that also. So that's another strategy. Wishlist is great because it works within WordPress. So that is another option for delivering your material. So here are two examples, you know, of my download pages. And you can see here the download pages are super simple. They've just got a link here, you know, download here. And so you just write out that text, download here, you would highlight it, and then you would just choose insert hyperlink. And the hyperlink would be the link to wherever the product is that you hosted. So wherever you uploaded the files in lesson number 9, that's where you're going to link to here in lesson number 10 to set up your download page. One of the things that you want to do as well while you're on the download page topic is you want to do what I call monetizing your download page. And that means putting a banner ad for your coaching program, for maybe a related affiliate product. If you do not do this, you are leaving out a lot of money. You're losing out on a lot of potential money for you. So monetizing your download page is very important, and it's a vital step in this process to maximize your earnings potential, maximize your revenue. So that means, you know, you have a captive audience of people that already trust you enough to buy from you. Why not include a link to another related product or related training, another product that you own? It could be an affiliate link, or it could be your own coaching club or coaching program or private coaching, and use that as a way to upsell your customers that are serious about getting more information from you. And I like to include that at the bottom of my download area after they're able to access all my material, whether it's on a download page or inside of a membership area.